The innocent one began crying just then, as though its poor heart would break.
Welcome back. I'm Mark Steiner, and that's In the Baggage Coach Ahead. On this December the 3rd in our day in history, we begin with this piece performed by Doc and Chickie Williams and written by the great African-American Tin Pally songwriter-composer Gussie Davis, who was born on this day in Dayton, Ohio in 1863. And Tin Pan Alley was the place where many of the great American songs were produced in that period, and it was significant because Gussie Lord Davis was not the only one, not only one of the most prolific writers of that time, but the first African American songwriter to profit from his own music. On this day in 1847, Frederick Douglass published the first edition of the North Star. Let me read the first how he opened the paper. He wrote, "It has been long been our anxious wish to see in this slave-holding, slave-trading, and negro-hating land a printed press and a paper permanently established under the complete control and direction of the immediate victims of slavery and oppression." The slogan of the paper was, "Right is of no sex, truth is of no color, God is the father of us all, and we are all brethren." This was the day in 1984 that the chemical leak from Union Carbide pesticide plant in Bhopal, India, killed almost 4,000 people and caused injuries to 600,000 Indians. It's one of the worst industrial disasters in history. And even to this day, Union Carbide has not yet to clean up the land or the water around it. And an inordinate number of people have been born, children being born with disabilities and major health issues since that time. On this day is when that explosion happened. On this day in 2000, the great poet, American poet, Gwendolyn Brooks passed away. And this day in 2013, we lost Ahmed Fuad Negim, one of those people we don't know of, an Egyptian poet, who once said, "We are a society that only cares about the hungry when they are voters, only cares about the naked when they are women." During Egypt's revolution, he wrote, "The brave men are brave, the cowards are cowardly. Come with the brave together to the square." And that is our day in history. The rest of our day in history you can find at steinershow.org. And on our way out of this day in history, this December the 3rd, we leave you with "I Say a Little Prayer for You" by the great Aretha Franklin. Her 15th studio album, Aretha Now, was certified gold on this day in 1968. Aretha.